Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom's a great member of our Brain Trust, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Daniel Webster College. He's the author of the Successful Entrepreneur, also Personality Negotiating Conflict Without Casualty. That's a very successful book he's written on negotiating, which is what we're going to talk about today. He's also a brand spanking new filmmaker. And the new film, which is in post-production, probably going to be at Cannes this summer, is called Spin the Plate. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Dr. Tom Anastasi.
Spin the Dishes better.
I don't know why I could never remember Spin the Plate, but I kept wanting to talk about dishes. I thought, is it Break the Dishes or? So, anyway, it's congratulations. SpinThePlate.com, is that right?
Yes.
So they can find out more about that. Are people still signing up on crowdfunding for that?
We did a 30-day campaign, but
how much did you raise?
We did about $6,000.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well done. So
very good.
So okay, now one of the things you had to do when you were putting your film together is you had to negotiate with some volunteers, right? You had to do some pretty serious negotiating to get all those volunteers to help you. And I was just telling the audience that if you're in business, if you're in the marketplace, and you don't know some of the specific negotiating skills, I mean skills that are used, not exclusively, but certainly when you're negotiating, if you don't know what these fundamental, elementary, basic steps and practices and skills are, you're going to be at a disadvantage, aren't you?
Oh, sure. I mean, even with the movie, it was interesting because I've managed large projects before, but I'd always had people work for me, either as an entrepreneur or working for a company, and it was if people are being paid as their job, it's easy. You just say, okay, I need to have this done by then. But when people, most of the people were volunteers, so we did have some paid professionals like our cinematographer. And but one of the things is that you have to negotiate everything because it has to be a good experience for people. And, you know, really understanding the psychology of negotiation, I think, is really the important thing. Whether you're dealing with people who have worked for you, who you work for, customers, everything. Because understanding that gives you just a huge advantage over not understanding.
Yep, no question about it. So you've actually, people don't realize, if they've never done any negotiating at all, there literally are specific things that you need to know. And, you know, I mean, about not only about the other person and about how they're going to act, but how you are going to act. Like being patient. If you're impatient to get the deal done, you're going to lose a negotiation, aren't you?
You are. And one of the things is that until people really understand their conflict resolution style, they just kind of realize that they always kind of behave the same way, or other people always behave the same way. So, for instance, there are some people who come on really strong, and then you sit there, you have a conversation with them, and they'll kind of sit there and mellow a little bit. Well, we call that the conflict resolution style. So all you have to do, if you realize that person's like that, they come on strong, you kind of deflect what they say for a little bit,
right,
and then they're going to mellow. So don't take that initial coming on strong as anything other than a stage.
So you're saying that we all have a conflict resolution style. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we do.
And that we need to be aware of that, not only in how we ourselves act, But in identifying it in others, right?
Yeah, because that way, if you realize, for instance, some people are huge conflict avoiders. They just hate conflict.
They can't stand it.
And it's the dark side of life for them, and they're always giving in. So as soon as the conflict comes,
and they're literally, some people will do anything to avoid it.
Yeah, and the thing is they do it either to avoid the stress or to preserve the relationship that they have with the person.
Right.
They think, oh my gosh, if I have a conflict with this person, that relationship is going to end. But what do you think happens? After a while of giving in and giving in and giving in, you're going to start feeling like a doormat.
So you've identified five of these of these characteristics. Tell us about them.
Yep.
Let's do a couple of them in this segment.
Yeah, we'll just do a couple. Yeah. The first one is win-lose. That's people who look at conflict like a sporting event. They
zero-sum game. I win, you lose, or I lose, you win.
That's it. Nothing in the middle.
Scorched earth.
That's it. And they want to get as much as they can, and they don't care about the relationship because in negotiation, we always look at two things, the substance of what you're talking about and the relationship you have with the person.
Right.
If you're never going to see the person again and you don't care about the person, don't care about the relationship, then, hey, go for everything.
So a win-lose person is probably fairly selfish, maybe narcissistic, and they just believe. I mean, I've known people who were not bad people who were like this, but it was because they thought that's how negotiation is supposed to be. I'm supposed to beat you into the ground.
Yeah.
And then we come back and be friends tomorrow.
That's it. And they laugh about it. But remember, we all have a win-lose. The only difference is, do we use it first or do we use it last?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people who sit there, and you've known these people. They give in, and then they get really ticked off every 6 months, and they become Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Well, okay, so we all have that win-lose. Do you use it first, or do you use it last? You ever known somebody who sits there, the nicest person in the world, but every 6 months they just erupt
So that person... And then you have the lose-win, and that's the person you talked about earlier who's trying to keep peace.
But remember, eventually they're going to feel like a doormat, and that relationship that they're giving in to preserve is pretty much doomed to failure.
You know, what's interesting about what you're describing here, it sounds like marriage, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Some of this sounds like marriage, you know?
Yeah, my third book is called The Fight-Free Marriage.
Okay.
That's a fiction book.
Rush that one to me, yeah. Rush that one to me. Tom Anastasio, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back with he. And after these messages, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.